In this podcast, I'll describe a student project to make a high-resolution microscope out of a few electronics spares. It'll probably be a little bit surprising. There's a need at school for high-resolution microscopes, particularly if you've got, say, pond samples and you want to look at life moving through it. Now, this will give you an image of sorts. It's probably not the image that you're expecting. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I discuss things scientific, and in this case, give a few tips up your sleeve for teachers on how to actually address some of these projects. So, without going too much into it, we'll give it over the actual mechanism of the microscope. It is indeed a microscope. It actually magnifies things, but it does it in a what you call a sort of an unexpected way. So this is a microscope trick for I had developed in my optical fibre manufacturing stations. I had to actually inspect the end of an optical fibre and position it to micron precision to perform measurements on it, to couple light into it. And I needed to get a magnification for it. So if you've got splices, there's a general onboard microscope of conventional form, that is a background image, and goes into a lens, goes into a camera, and use that microscope in splicing, that is connecting two optical fibers together. You've got to get them to submicron accuracy together. But in a factory where you have to use this all the time, I used a technique called, it's basically getting a laser and looking at the shadow and having that shadow directly onto a light source, onto a camera. So the way it goes is, and it's going to be a bit more difficult because the webcams, the cheaper webcams, and the lasers no longer have the adjustable lens where you can screw it in and out. But you get a solid-state laser and remove the lens. Once you remove the lens, you've got basically a generally a 1 by 10 micron light source, giving a wavefront of light. So this is a different light source. You've got to remember this is a slightly different light source from a slit where light can travel at any angle. The nature of laser light is it's a coherent wavefront emerging from there. And if you put a hair in front of it, you'll observe a shadow. And so this you place underneath relatively close to your microscope slide, in which you'll put your sample of pond weed. Just a reminder to people in New South Wales, it's no longer legal to, I think it's called a straw infusion, due to the risk of growing microbes, a general ban on growing any sort of microbes. You're not allowed to get some straw and put it in some water and store it as a hay infusion, but I think you are allowed to go out into the environment and chance across some old grass, and some old grass, particularly things which are absolutely teeming with life. If it's green, it's teeming, and it's water in a gutter, for instance, it's actually teeming with life. So one of the things to do with the conventional students' microscopes, after you've actually bored the students stupid looking at inert objects, you, without telling them, get them to look at pond water, and suddenly one person student sees it and they start to tell the other students how to see it. And then this is sort of a onward going project from this, in which enthusiastic students get to build a microscope. And the way that it's done is simply rip off the lens of a laser, power up the laser. The laser is then safe, because it's even if it's a half milliwatt laser, it's probably a good, safe laser. And obviously, you don't overpower your laser. Lasers should have a driver with them, so that's out of your hands, the actual power towards the laser. You then, your microscope slide, a very small drop of water on top of it, and then this is held at a distance. The further away you get, the greater the magnification on your webcam. And of course, you don't want the lens of your webcam. You want this shadow to go directly on your CCD array. So the brightness is such that it can actually operate with it. Just a little bit of shielding at in the room. You don't have to have the entire thing in darkness. You just have a black tube, and you hook your webcam up through USB to your computer, and you'll get a beautiful magnification of your pond stuff. You won't be able to get depth perception, but on the other hand, you're not going to have a depth of field problem, because it doesn't actually matter where the particle, your curvature of light is at your laser point. You have beautiful depth of field and a very quick project. And again, this is a supplementary project for advanced students to actually build their own laser source. And it's a worthwhile thing for them to take away, because there's many times where you want to use this technique in robotics and automation to get things to micron precision. And indeed, you can easily get 5 micron precision and observe features here. You'll see shadows, funny shadows, and that's an excellent way to introduce to them the idea of diffraction. But you can definitely see things and see really extraordinarily complex features. This is Peter Hill Explains. Thanks for listening, and I hope this has been a valuable project idea for you out in teaching. And of course, the idea is not to hold the ideas in Australia, but to spread them around the world. So if you're successful, please tell other people. Thanks a lot. Thank you for listening.